Better skills, better doctors. Join Rebecca Ong and Michael Peluso from TCM Hub as we go beyond the nuts and bolts of clinical practice to navigate some of the more challenging aspects of being a self-employed physician.
Welcome to Better Skills, Better Doctors. We are your hosts, Rebecca Ong
and Michael Peluso.
Before we dive in, be sure to head over to tcm-hub.com and click Hub Community to join a network of your colleagues. There you can get help with your herbal medicine cases and get coached on topics covered in this podcast. Hub Community is only for those who are licensed practitioners of Chinese medicine and students who are enrolled in an accredited Chinese medicine program. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Whether you're new to the podcast or a returning listener, thank you for joining me today. Now, this episode was inspired by a conversation that was in our Harmonize alumni group. One of our alumni who attended Harmonize about 6 months ago in September of 2023, she reported that her herbal sales have exceeded $30,000 this past quarter, which is absolutely fucking fantastic. But with that, she's now reaching the threshold of when she needs to start adding tax on to products sold where she is in Canada. And she's nervous that adding a percentage of tax onto what she has already been charging may reduce patient compliance. So in other words, you know, she was afraid of scaring patients away by adding this additional tax. And she wanted to know if there was a way to make things less expensive for her patients without her taking a financial hit. Another example I want to share is that of a friend with a sort of similar problem. You know, it's not the exact type of problem, but it comes from a similar mindset, which I'll go more into later. Now, he's a young guy who has been hustling to get his store off the ground. He sells pre-owned and locally made furniture and housewares locally up here in Vermont. And we went to his store over Christmas time to buy some Christmas gifts and to, you know, support his business. When I went to pull out my credit card and pay, he said that he only takes cash or Venmo. And I have Venmo, so I was able to pay with no problem, but, you know, still not without some static in the purchasing process. I had to search for his Venmo handle since he didn't have the QR code readily available to scan. And where we are in Vermont, you know, cell service is actually quite spotty. And he doesn't have Wi-Fi in his store, but we got it figured out. I was able to pay for my gifts and we moved on, right? Now, a couple of weeks later, he and I were snowboarding and we were riding the chairlift up. And he was talking about his frustrations with customers being cheap or shitty because they never have cash. So I asked if I could make a suggestion, which he said, sure. And I said that he really should start accepting credit cards because he's missing out on sales being cash or Venmo only. And as I kind of expected, he went into a whole tirade about how he's now making more money in the store, so he's already giving the government a bunch of money in taxes, and he can't afford to lose more money in credit card fees on top of that. And I pointed out that what he's pretty much saying is that he would rather lose a $100 sale than pay $2.75 on that $100 sale. So then he said he'll just pass the credit card fee onto the customer. And I told him that is a mistake. You know, credit card fees are the cost, you know, they're part of the cost of doing business. And that he wasn't thinking long game. He's thinking small and therefore keeping himself small. Now, as you grow and your business starts making more money, you have to grow along with it, which requires an identity shift and an attitude shift. Now, using the example of taxes, no one really likes to pay taxes, and certainly no one wants to pay more taxes than they have to. And you'll be hard-pressed to find someone who hates paying taxes more than I do. But as we grow and start moving into higher income brackets, then our tax liability gets higher. And the legal tips and tricks that we have been using to avoid paying more taxes may actually start hindering our growth mindset. Behaviors like how we categorize our revenue in our ledgers, how we spend our business revenue, making everything a business expense, and other things that we do to keep our income low to avoid moving up an income bracket. You know, all of that, while perfectly legal, is driven by scarcity. And what you're doing, what you're actually doing, is purposely keeping yourself small. Now, my libertarian nature cringes at the sentiment of, I'm happy to pay higher taxes because higher taxes means that I made it. That attitude can easily creep into some interesting headspaces that I'm not going to go into, but admittedly, there's truth to the making it part. Now, being in the position of a higher tax bracket does mean that you are making more money. And with that, you have many choices of thoughts you want to think and about when it comes to paying higher taxes. You know, you can choose to be annoyed by it, or you can choose to celebrate it. Or you can choose to be annoyed by it and you can choose to celebrate it. You know, both can exist at the same time. But just be conscious of which one you're choosing to use as you move forward and start taking action. If you choose to be annoyed or think of it as a burden, then you may move forward by doing things like I already talked about, you know, purposely keeping and showing low income to keep yourself looking poorer than you actually are, or passing on credit card fees to your patients, or not taking credit cards at all and requiring everyone only pay by cash or check or Venmo, or start fiddling around with your numbers to see what you can do to finagle things so as to avoid possibly upsetting your patients. As a side note here, I really don't recommend you take payment by Venmo. You know, you're not a side gig worker or splitting a bar tab with your friends. You know, you are a medical professional. And so this kind of goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, having to shift your identity as you grow. Now, if you choose to come from a place of abundance and celebration, you may move forward in a way that makes it easy for patients to exchange money with you for care. You know, you make your daily accounting easy. You tell people how much you charge with pride and confidence. And maybe you think in your head something like, I'm just going to make so much money that what I owe in taxes doesn't even matter anymore. Now, I'm not saying to not take advantage of all the legal ways you can offset your tax liability. What I am saying is to be really conscious about the thoughts and the emotional fuel that you're using when you're making your financial decisions. Because business, it's a long game strategy. So I want to leave you with this action step. Take a look at the decisions that you have been making and ask yourself, am I staying small and immediate? Or am I thinking big and long term? And that's all I have for today. If you need help with getting unstuck, getting out of your own way, or feeling dissatisfied in any way, and wanting to step into the next version of yourself in business, then life and performance coaching may be exactly what you need. Head over to tcm-hub.com/livingpractice or click Living Practice at the top of the page. There you can read more about coaching for self-employed Chinese medicine physicians and schedule an introductory chat with me. If you found this episode valuable, please share with a friend. And if you could be so kind as to take a moment to leave a written review in your Apple Podcast app or rate us on Spotify, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and for considering new perspectives. Talk to you next time. Bye. Rebecca Ong is a certified professional life coach for Chinese medicine physicians. She is not a certified financial planner, financial advisor, or accountant. Life coaching is not a substitute for therapy, medicine, or medical treatment. Anything discussed in this podcast is for general education and entertainment purposes only.